Once upon a time in Hollywood, there lived a king, not of cinema, but of something far more sinister. Harvey Weinstein.
Let me tell you about the monster behind the movies. Miramax Films, the house that Harvey built on the backs of actresses he exploited and killed. Their spirits, their dreams, their sense of safety. One meeting at a time in hotel rooms daily. The producer wants to meet you, discuss your career. Every young actress heard this with a mix of hope and fear. Because in Hollywood, the casting couch was old news. But Harvey made it systematic, a technique he'd use. Nothing's a power, Oscar winning films in his pocket. Protected by the industry, the secrets, the lockets of silence from victims who thought they were alone. The monster worked in shadows on a terrifying throne. Meryl Streep called him God. That's what she said at the Golden Globes before the truth was widespread. Now everyone pretends they didn't know the deal, but everybody knew it was Hollywood's real seal.
Casting couch king.
Ruling from his chair, actresses auditioning for him in underwear. Meetings in hotel rooms, robes on the floor. Harvey Weinstein, the industry's call.
Casting couch king.
Decades of abuse, protected by the system. No excuse. Power as a weapon, NDA as a shield. The truth finally broke, the monster revealed. Ashley Judd was one of the first to speak about the hotel room, the bathrobe, the technique. Rose McGowan told the world about the rape at Sundance, where dreams and nightmares shape. Gwyneth Paltrow, Angelina Jolie came forward too, describing Harvey's methods, what he would do. Brad Pitt confronted him when he heard the news, but the machine protected Harvey, paid his dues. Salma Hayek wrote about the torture she endured. Friend of the movie, her dream that he assured. What happened only if she did what he demanded? The predator's ultimatum never recanted. 87 women came forward at the end. 87 stories that the world would bend. To finally believe, to finally see the truth about the monster who destroyed their youth. Yeah, the pink robe, that was his signature, his sign.
I'm just getting comfortable.
The warning line in the massage request and the threat implied. Your career or your body, you have to decide. He could make you a star or destroy your name. Blackball you from Hollywood, extinguish your flame. So many stay silent, took the settlements paid. Signed the NDAs, watched their trauma displayed. Ronan Farrow wrote the story in the New Yorker. It finally broke the dam, made the world look closer. The system that protected them, the enablers too. Who knew what was happening and followed through?
23 years in prison, that's the sentence. For a fraction of his crimes, for just a sensing of justice for the women whose lives he shattered. But no sentence can fix what actually mattered. He wasn't alone, he wasn't unique. The most powerful, the most oblique in his predation. There were others too. The casting couch king was part of a crew.
Bill Cosby, Roman Polanski, they operated in different circles, but the same hatred for women, for consent, for basic humanity, protected by the wealth and their celebrity.
And the industry continues, different faces,
new predators in different places.
The casting couch moved from physical to digital,
but exploitation remains habitual.
Young actresses still trade their bodies for breaks. The system hasn't changed, for goodness sakes. Harvey's in prison, but the culture persists. Hollywood's dirty secret continues to exist. Couch king.
Casting couch king, now in a cell.
23 years in Orange, not doing well. Nico V, documenting the fall of the monster who thought he could have it all. Casting couch king.
Your throne is gone, your empire of exploitation, your legacy wrong.
May every victim find some peace at last. The casting couch king belongs in the past.
87 women, and that's just the ones who spoke.
How many more suffer inside?